had them, and indeed they had them fully charged. But one conk out after another, and I ended up like I'm doing now, using this connected mic. Hopefully the connection stays, yeah? So good to see so many of you, and you also have noticed so many, many new faces in our midst. I just want to welcome Pastor Danny and the wife, Hui Ying, and then the group from Neighborhood Baptist Church. Can you all please just stand up? I know your names one by one, but I think there's... No, to call out your names, they cannot. But these are the brothers and sisters that over the past weeks and months already, and on various other occasions previously, they've been visiting us. So this time, it is a very big contingent. They started with one spy sent out. Brother Stuart, he just came that time we were in Yishun. I said, what are you doing? I'm spying the land. I'm just checking it out. And I think he was pretty happy. That's why the report was good. There was no contrary report. Please take your seats. We welcome you again. And we hope to have a wonderful time of fellowship. Meryl and Jeremy, you have brought your cousins. I understand you call him by Atsai and Annie. You'd like to stand also? We want to warmly welcome you this morning also. And your son is in the Sunday school. Andrea, God bless you. Okay. You know, time really flies. This is the last Sunday of this year. And this is already the fifth time the church has been using this place. We were originally to start using this place on the first Sunday of December 7th. And that was also when we had our mission trip. And I was with the team. And you see them later on. They're all the men and women in black today. And those of you who are wearing black, you are immediately recruited as reserves, okay? They need any reserves, you just come in. They'll present a song later, and there'll also be a sharing of that wonderful mission trip. But you know, this was already all planned, and then when finally the decision was made for the church that we'll move out and come over to this place, we were not sure that we could get an earlier service before 7th. Because some of the people say, Pastor, you should be there, you know, on the first service when we move in. I say, no need. Moses is dead. We have a Moses is dead occasion. And I was really prepared for it. And Joel was scheduled to speak on that Sunday, as he will often fill up for me or Elder Bansing when I'm away on mission trip and all that. And this is perfectly good for Joel. And I think he did a very fantastic service. In fact, Elder Bansing was away, Elder Roger wasn't too well, and then there was some miscommunication, but all was good. Joel conducted his first Holy Communion for the whole church, right? It's all for the Lord. Yeah, we are just instruments and vessels in His hands. So I was not here back until the 14th. And on the 14th, and I know that there were these 3 weeks, including this last Sunday, that we are kind of like consolidating our presence first in this place. And the book of Joshua just came to me very, very clearly while we were on the trip, and I was preparing for the last 3 Sundays of this month. And you know, the book of Joshua is the complementary part to the book of Exodus, as I had mentioned before. Exodus was under Moses, people taken out of Egypt, out of darkness. Joshua is under the leadership of Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you take over. He was given the commission. You cannot just be taken out of darkness, taken out of Egypt, and then remain at neutral. That's not good enough. That's not a complete picture of salvation. You have to be taken out of darkness into the light, into the promised land. Or like the Apostle Peter says, we were once in darkness, but now we are in the marvelous light of Jesus. We were once sinners, now we've been set free. So here we are, these last 3 weeks, including this week, wanting to hear very much more clearly what the Lord is speaking to us and preparing us for the new year ahead. So I was very, very convinced to just take the text from Joshua chapter 1, some of the verses, and just using a phrase that you will read in the text where God told Joshua, be strong, be courageous. In fact, 3 times, Be strong, be courageous. You are moving in a new place. Be strong, be courageous. We have new exciting prospects between the House of Prayer and Neighborhood Baptist Church that we are looking forward to. We have to be that. Not just psyching ourselves up and just having a good euphoric feeling. But because we believe this is the will of God, this is the plan of God, this is how God is leading us in the year ahead. So we touched on that topic. And last week, the Sunday just before Christmas, I spoke from Joshua chapter 5. Actually, the book of Joshua is very systematic. There is a commission, then there is a consecration. And we are reminded that any work of the Lord has to have a consecrated, a sacred heart. God's work is not some commercial enterprise. It's not just having a very big structure in place and somehow with the charisma of the leaders, you draw crowds and all that, and you preach good to listen to, prosperity kind of messages. You promise the world to whoever comes in, and you think you're having a good ministry. We know better than that. That's what the last days are all about. Perilous times. Men will be boasters of self, lovers of selves. Whatever they do is, what is there for me? And if it's not there for me in this church, I just move on. So many churches in Singapore. Singapore is such a small place. You have so many choices. But when we recognize that it is the work of God, when Joshua was there at the peripheral in chapter 5 of the book of Joshua, he was viewing Jericho, the promised land, the first conquest they will enter into. And then Jesus appeared, because the commander of the host in capital in the Old Testament, we know that always refers to Jesus. And all Joshua was concerned about was, are you for us or for the enemies? But he says, no, I come as the commander. You better be on my side. Not so much as being concerned whether I'm on your side or on the side of the adversary. And then there was a charge. Take off your sandals, for the ground that you stand is holy. And I point out to the church that when you look at Exodus chapter 3, Moses had the same experience, the burning bush. He was fascinated. He wanted to go nearer to see what's happening. God stopped him and said, take off your sandals. You're on holy ground. You know, when you move to new places, new ventures, whether we do it as a church, whether the whole family is being relocated, or whether at our personal levels there are drastic changes, go back to the spiritual dynamics and the basics. Start with what God is saying to you. Is that His commission? Is He telling you to do this? And if He is, consecration is what He desires of us, not our capabilities, not our charisma. No, whatever that we think we can boast about, say, God, I'm coming here for you. No, we better be with Him, not so much as He is for us. And we want to do things in a way that truly honor the Lord. So the book of Joshua talks about the commission, the consecration, and then for the better part, later on was all the conquest. They claimed the land, and then they also, after that, what did they do? They consigned the land to the various people and they took it from there. This takes us to where we are now. Our commitment. And this is the last chapter of Joshua. Where now, Joshua, having led the people into the promised land, having secured the land through the various conquests, having distributed the land, and now he was at the end of his life, and then he was giving his final instructions. And we'll come to this shortly. But the two verses that I want to just read today for us, and again, you are familiar with this passage. The title is also again from the text itself, just like be strong and courageous, on holy ground, and now as for me and my house. So here was Joshua at the end of life, and then he was telling the people, now therefore fear the Lord. Serve Him in sincerity and in truth. put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, the people that you have entered into, in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We like the last phrase. I think it's put on plugs. Many homes actually use that. You might have one in your own home. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It speaks of the commitment. So I'm just using this sequence of key events in the book of Joshua, recognizing that you have come out from a place where the season is over. Moses is dead. A new leadership takes over. A new place, maybe where you are located in. A new venture, a new vision, a new cooperation, whatever. Let's come first with boldness and courage, knowing that it's the Lord's calling, not just our own planning. Oh, this is, I think, the best thing to do or whatever. It would seem rational most of the times. But even if it doesn't seem rational, for the church, for you as a family, for you as an individual, sometimes to take decisions that's so contrary to your understanding, but you know the Lord has said it. You're convicted. You're convinced. You're fully persuaded. You have to be strong and courageous. Because if you're not strong, not courageous, you back out. You dare not do. God promises, sure or not. And you keep doubting. You keep questioning. You never make any further progress. But before even you actually step out, seek time with the Lord. Be consecrated. Allow the Lord to say, yes, the ground that you are standing on is holy ground. Actually, Shahira was the same worship leader the other day, and Stuart was with me, seated down there. And just that morning, Shahira decided to come up and she took out her shoes. And Stuart asked me, hey, you all practice take out shoes? I said, no, don't worry about that, you know. You know why I say this thing? Sometimes we don't let the unnecessary, the non-essentials confuse. I always remember Richard Baxter, right? Well-known writer, Christian writer. He says, in things essential, things of doctrine, let there be unity. In things non-essential, black curtains not so nice, should change to white or whatever, not so essential, liberality. But in all things, charity. Charity is an old word that means love. So we take all these principles, all these wonderful gems of truth to heart and apply it as best as we can in the fear of the Lord. The ground we stand is on holy ground. We've got many stories actually from our last few months migrating from our old place, even until this past week, still moving things and what have you and all that. But we put this all behind us. I honestly tell you this. You have to. You don't bring a closure, you cannot open a new chapter. Whatever the situation might be, when change is involved. But when we now enter into the promised land, embark on the new journey and the new vision ahead of us, and the new spirit of unity and cooperation, how can we sustain it faithfully to the end? Joshua here is our example. I'll leave you back to read Joshua 24. That it was recorded for us here was towards the end of his life. He was 110 years. It's quite a long chapter, you don't have to, but I just give you an overview. Having distributed the lands and having properly given instructions to the people, he recalled for the whole of chapter 24 the beginnings of the Israelite nation, beginning with Abraham. God called a man and asked him to relocate to a place not knowing where he was going. It's a walk of faith. It is the will of God. And then he recalled how they went into bondage, into darkness, as they were under Pharaoh in Egypt. And how he raised up Moses. And Moses says, I'm not a man, I can't speak. And God just knocked every single excuse that Moses had. And then Moses let the people out. He let the people out, and of course, the most dramatic of all the incidents was the waters ahead, the armies of Pharaoh behind. Between a rock and a hard place, right? We use that phrase. Eugene Peterson used that in his The Messenger. Sometimes when we want to obey the Lord, we can't see the light of day. In front of us, flood, the war, dead end. Behind us, enemies pursuing us. Things are not going our way, don't seem to be. But that's where the miracle happened. And the waters were parted. And they walked on dry land. And then Joshua said how they entered. And then over the whole book of Joshua, they conquered the land. Then they consecrated themselves afresh. They put on the 12 memorial stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then towards the end, that's where he gave this simple charge. There are three thoughts very simply that I'll mention to you. No more slides, huh? Style change already. I told the people, yeah. Not persuaded now to use slides. Sometimes they pass you with slides and you too copious, spiritual constipation, indigestion, too many slides. Then how? Now no slides, sermon also shorter, easier also. Come on, give yourself a smile. You're happy with that. But what is happening here is Joshua, even after recalling everything, he first gave a charge. Fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Go count for yourselves how many times the phrase serve the Lord appears in just these two verses. Three times directly as a charge, as a commandment, serve the Lord. You're going the new direction? Are you serving yourself? Are you thinking that you have the best idea and you're the leader and you make the decision? Or is this really part of God's overall sovereign plan and will and perfect timing, seasons of time? I think we are quite persuaded with this regard, especially over the past few months. And then, you know, we had been talking, some of the leaders of the church had been in my place and we've been interacting, and then with Pastor Daniel. He stays very close to me. I call him every morning. If he finishes his morning walk, we drink kopi. We talk, he drink Milo, I tell you so that you just satisfy with Milo and eggs, he's a happy man. You can get him to do anything you want. I think when he gets a chance to have the mic, he will shoot me back, So I think that's okay. We are good friends for so many years already, since 1980 in Bible College. In fact, Neighborhood Baptist Church was started by the older brother of some of them here, Brian. And he was in my same class. We were during the 4 years in SBC, Singapore Bible College, also known as Slowly Becoming Crazy, SBC. And then what happened? Well, he went on. I told my members about him. Yeah, he's more into the academic line and all that. But he's still all in good hands. It's the work of the Lord. Nobody is building any personal empire or creating some kind of dynasty to pass on. Nothing of that sort. Take off your shoes. The ground you stand on, the place that you say you want to serve the Lord, is holy ground. I'm really persuaded. This has to be the core frame of reference, if you like, in our relationship with God and in our service for Him. Anything else cannot. The thought just came to me even just this morning as we were traveling up here. God is a holy God, but God is also a righteous God, and God is also a God of justice. And then this is the other part of who we always like to know about our God, a God of love, a God of mercy and forgiveness. He's everything that we claim that He is, that He has declared Himself to be. That's why His grace, and I told our church, the word hyper grace is a misnomer. It's a misnomer. When you say hyper grace, you are giving degrees or rankings of grace. God's grace is divine grace. It's not about degrees of graces. It's about the description of the perfect grace. But they'll have a wonderful time just continue to share another gospel. But what are we to do? We are to safeguard what God has entrusted to us. Incidentally, I've not mentioned to the people at NBC, but I've already told our church people in the course of the past few weeks. And this later will be fleshed out in the announcements. Next year, the church theme is going to be taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. You know, even when you have two churches or two groups coming together and you have legitimate concerns, human concerns of, hey, your way and my way can or not, you know, or yours is right or mine is right or whatever, why don't you test all things and hold fast to what is good? That is a universal principle. But we know that, you know, I think they've known me for so many years and I've known them. And our history goes back as far as actually Pastor Po Wing, right? In SBC, Pastor Daniel, Sister Hui Ying also, we're all in the same class. So I think there is that degree of connectedness already. But now, as we move forward, while I share with you today's message about the charge that God has given to us to serve Him, to do what is right, to know that this is ministry. The church is not a secular, not a commercial entity. We don't have a CEO, chief executive officer, where he operates the church like a corporation. But we do have a lot of CEOs, cover everything officers. You cover everything, okay? You want to call yourself CEO? This is from my brother Ban Singh, from his worship and work ministry. And I think that's so simple to remember. But we have expanded it a bit. It's not a love, you know why? Because we also created cover our chief eating officer, chief entertainment officer. You go and add other E's you want, okay? But I feel great about this. How, especially in the past few months, sometimes we think our best efforts are the most important. Our meetings, our deliberations, our clearing of doubts and all that. Yes, they are all important. But the fundamental is Moses is dead. This is a new beginning. Be strong, be courageous. Take off your shoes. You are on holy ground. And now, give everything to God. The charge to serve Him. But Joshua is a very nice man, this kind of a leader, but if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, verse 15, and the word evil is really evil as in the true sense of anything and everything that is contrary to God. It's not just a bad person or doing a wrong thing or whatever. Evil as you're out to just tarnish the name of God, bring reproach to His name. Do things that instead of bolstering your testimony, you bring shame. And actually, that's why, in a way, and I share this in brief, even with our situation back in Yishun, I told our people, we leave the place with our integrity intact, our heads held high. But we also want to live with grace, and we want to live with generosity. And we are really generous. But what is important here is that we don't want to go into things that bring reproach to the name of God. The Bible tells us about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. When Paul warns, why are you guys going to the courts of secular men and try to get justice from them? Why don't you rather be wrong? Why won't you even be defrauded? And the word actually is very strong. Why don't you even be cheated? Vengeance is the Lord. He is in control. And I say this not so much as if to bolster ourselves up again, but to say if you are consistent with believing in the Lord and standing upon His word and His assurances and His promises, take it all the way. Don't let the enemy bring doubts. bring confusion to our minds. But here Joshua was given a charge, but he seems to give them a choice also, secondly. He says, but if it seems evil to you, after I recall for you exactly everything that happened in the earlier verses of chapter 24, you decide. If it seems evil to you, you still don't think the Lord is the Lord that you want to worship, you're still trying to seek other gods, you still have other places. He actually gave them two other choices, right? Go back to your gods of Egypt. Go back to your past. Or now into the land of the Amorites and the other inhabitants, or the Canaanites. Follow anything, everything that comes along. It's like telling us, you know, oh, this preacher is in town. Or this church is doing this thing, something new. And you are running after all these so-called preachers, signs and wonders and what have you. Cannot be right, isn't it? Cannot be right. That's why next year's theme is hold fast. There's everything, hold fast to what is good. The word good is actually what is in line with God. When Jesus was called good teacher, what did he say? No one is good except God. The word good in the Bible is about all about God. Without any adulteration. Hold fast to what is good. Not sure we seek God more. Very sure we say we stand by it. And don't allow distortion and false teachings and consequences of that, like strife and division. That's the whole intention of Satan anyway. Just bring confusion among the leaders. Dissension, strife, disagreement. Your leadership not in agreement, not in one mind. Habis, finish, right? So, in a way, I look at it as Joshua telling them, consider carefully, okay? You think it's evil to serve the Lord? Okay, think of what you were before. In Egypt, serving the gods of Egypt under the bondage, symbolically and literally, under the rule of Pharaoh. And we know how they were very mistreated. When God called Moses out, he said, you heard the cries of my people. How badly were they being mistreated? You know what they have gone through, and now you're going to go back. But they did want to go back. During the wilderness journey, every time they hit some problem, they complain Moses, better that we die in Egypt than to die in the wilderness. You remember some of these incidents. Okay, don't look to the back. Now we have new environment, new age, new style. How about the gods of the Amorites? The new gods that you are getting acquainted to as we overcome. That's why they were told to drive everybody out, kill them. God gives a charge. But it appears that God also honors in the sense that He allows you to make your own choices. You make your decision. There is a charge, there are the choices. Joshua stood up and showed the example. He declared his commitment. You decide. You decide which God you want to serve. I've done my job. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You read on, and I don't take time to read this passage, but what you found was that the people were very, very adamant. Yes, we will serve the Lord. You sure you serve the Lord? Joshua told him, God is a jealous God. Jealous not so much as like human jealousy. Huh? We're not about human jealousy. That one very hard to handle sometimes. But jealousness in terms of the purity of spiritual truths and realities, who God is. And he said, yes, yes, we will. And again, I leave you to go back and read the whole end part of this chapter. And you can read how the Israelites fed. And to their credit, they fed pretty well. All who were with the elders that were with Joshua, and for as long as those elders were around, they kept the faith. But we know that the next book, Judges, is everybody does what is right in his own eyes. So leaders, as long as we are around, we hope that not so much our legacy is left intact, but our leadership is pure and true, and one of service and of compassion. Amen. So I want to close this morning's message with just this being the last Sunday of the year, we don't conduct a year-end service. We used to do watch night service at 31st December. We always exit to the other church because to them it's a more traditional thing that they do, so we have more of a fellowship and all that. So whatever Sunday is the last Sunday of the year, of the month of December, that is our year-end closing service. And today this is what you hear. Next week I'll speak from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Test everything, hold fast to what is good. And it goes on to say, abhor all evil. But read the context, and you realize it's a very, very good transition for us to be looking at. Pastor Danny and I, we know where this so-called coming together between THOP and NBC. There was nothing of that diligent studying of everything, calculating of assets I think this is the message, the series of messages God would have for us, that we are more spiritually prepared, spiritually sensitive and submissive, than to think that instead of the spirituals, it's our strategies, it's our cleverness, it's our charisma. Nothing of this sort. Take off your shoes. The ground you stand is holy. Let's rise together, shall we? Let's rise together as we take a few moments and we sang that song, and maybe I could just use that song and then we still have time for the presentation and some other announcements. All that I am, all that